This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that is in the midst of a great electoral struggle. It is a struggle by the President of the United States to win re-election, a struggle by Joseph Biden, the oldest candidate ever nominated by a major party, to wrest the presidency away from the strong grasp of Donald J. Trump. So how's it going? Well, actually, there's a piece in the Wall Street Journal by Gerald Seib, who's always insightful. He talks about the four big tests that Biden has to pass. And then there's another piece in the New York Times, which is more sympathetic to Biden, that says, hey, guess what? Biden's doing exactly the right thing. He's become Hayden Biden, and he's standing aside and letting Trump destroy himself and drive his approval ratings and his support lower and lower and lower by his actions in the face of multiple crises involving the social justice movement, the racial issues that the country is perplexed and pained by, and, of course, by the ongoing upsurge in the coronavirus. To talk a little bit about Biden's chances, his personality, his strategy, his ability, a longtime friend and associate of Joe Biden, a Democratic strategist, a leader in Texas, which is suddenly, according to all the polls, very much in play, a close race in Texas, and big leads elsewhere for Joe Biden. Mo Vella, thanks again for coming on the show.
It's great to be back with you, Michael. Thank you for having me.
Do you think that Joe Biden's personality will allow him to continue to basically stand aside and let President Trump hog all the attention?
Well, listen, I think there's a misconception and a misperception. Joe Biden is not just standing by idly. He's actually, as you saw yesterday in his press conference, he's addressing every issue that our nation is confronting right now. He's putting out plans. He's recommending to the president what he should have and should be doing on many of these issues. I think what we're seeing, frankly, Michael, is that Joe Biden is taking this opportunity to continue to contrast him, his leadership style, and as he said yesterday, you want to compare cognitive abilities? He's ready to go against his opponent, as he said. So he's not idly standing by. He's very actively out right now, letting us all know exactly how he would be different as a leader. The grace, the leadership, the integrity, the unity. I think all the things our country's yearning for right now, Michael. That's how I view it.
Okay, what about the idea, and the Trump team is making much of this. President Trump and his team asked to do the debates earlier and to do extra debates because they're very confident that President Trump, and both of these gentlemen have all kinds of experience with televised debates. Of course, Joe Biden did very well with his two vice presidential debates, both against against Paul Ryan in 2012 and against Sarah Palin, to be sure, in 2008. But President Trump's had a great deal of debate experience, winning the Republican nomination last time, then against Hillary Clinton. Why do you think the Biden campaign did not want to do extra debates and did not want to do the debates earlier?
Well, as we learned in law school, Michael, that's a leading question.
of course it is. That's my job.
Yeah, I know, and you're great at it, by the way.
Okay, thanks.
I'm just joking with you, but I think it's actually the reverse, Michael. Why would Donald Trump, we all know why, would he want extra debate? Because he's flailing? Because he's losing? because polls have consistently shown him far behind Joe Biden. So it's not about the fact that Joe Biden doesn't want to do extra debates. Who's done extra debates in the last, in modern presidential electoral times? Not one person. Not one person has done extra debates. We have a presidential debate commission. It's always been three debates. The formats have been very consistent for the last, at least my entire adulthood. And so it's not about Joe Biden not wanting to do extra debates. Why the hell would Donald Trump want to do extra debates? Because he's losing. And so let's not lose focus of the motivation behind the request. It is just another ploy. Again, if I was drowning like he is, I'd be, you know, begging for all kinds of stuff right now.
Okay, you never know who to believe, but I have spoken to people who have been in contact directly with the president. And apparently this thing about that he Sleepy Joe, which he calls Biden, and then they've put out ads already. We've played some of them on the air that are brutal, that edit together different verbal gaffes that Joe Biden makes. The other day, he, unfortunately, Vice President Biden made the absurd observation that we've lost 120 million people to the coronavirus, which is, you know, it's wrong by a factor of 100 to 1. With all of that, Trump really believes that Biden is just not up to debates, not up to the presidency, and he's going to level these charges at Joe Biden just relentlessly, the idea that he's lost it. And what's the plan for dealing with that? I mean, well, other than putting his cognitive ability against the president's.
They're not working, Michael. The polls clearly demonstrate that the Sleepy Joe accusations and the questioning of mental acuity, these things aren't working. Let me tell you why they're not working. Two or three reasons. One, everyone knows that Donald Trump is a bully and a name caller, and he gets down in the mud when it comes to politics. And for that matter, in his form of governing as well. But that's number one. Number two, Joe Biden has no issues with his mental acuity. This is coming from a man, by the way, Donald Trump, who can not even drink a glass of water with one hand, who looked like he was in serious medical trouble walking down a ramp that we have video showing Joe Biden running up the ramp when he was vice president.
Years ago. Come on.
I mean, Donald Trump can't even read.
Should they have a ramp running contest? I mean, maybe.
If you're going to bring up mental acuity and you're going to bring up this kind of stuff, it's fair game, Michael. If you can't drink water with one hand and you're questioning your opponent's mental acuity, go look in the mirror.
You know what?
What's wrong with you?
Here's something
it's
that I remember
game,
very vividly. I was a very strong supporter.
We have reels and reels and reels of Donald Trump slurring his words, barely being able to read from a teleprompter, barely being able to make it through a speech. He's monotoned 90% of the time. So if you want to go there, let's go there. We will win that battle all day long, as Joe Biden said in his press conference.
I can't wait to compare his
cognitive abilities to his opponents. He said that yesterday.
Okay, let's hope that the campaign goes beyond that. Gerald Seib writes that one of the things that Joe Biden needs to do is to articulate a comprehensive economic plan, especially with some of the good news we've had on the economy. We've had some. We had a terrific quarter at the stock market last 3 months. Is Vice President Biden going to put out a detailed, I mean, I'm talking about the 59-point plan Mitt Romney put out, but some kind of plan of what he has in mind for the economy?
Absolutely. He announced it yesterday at the press conference. He's absolutely going to put out an economic plan. But let's, Michael, you know how I am. I like to call an ace and a spade a spade. The stock market might be doing okay, but let's talk about what's really happening in America, okay?
Okay,
we're losing
what,
people.
Actually, that's
we're losing
what I'm
our fellow
to do
citizens.
Coming, coming right up. Always a pleasure to have Mo Vella on our show, advisor and spokesman for the Biden campaign. We will be right back. Good movies like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because Clear Play loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
On the Michael Medved Show, there is a great deal of controversy that has erupted, well, about everything, but particularly on the issue of race and Black Lives Matter. And this is actually something that involves our tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
It's a tweet from Terry Crews, a great athlete, artist, actor, entertainer. He tweeted out, "If you are a child of God, you are my brother and sister. I have a family of every race, creed, and ideology. We must ensure that hashtag Black Lives Matter doesn't morph into hashtag Black Lives Better." Which I think is extraordinarily well said. And boy, is that ever important. He has drawn a world of criticism. There's a piece out there about Terry Crews and the toxic myth of black supremacy. We're not now talking about black supremacy. We're talking about, okay, do black lives matter more? And that, it seems to me, is a genuine question. He followed up his tweet after facing all of the criticism and all of the indignation from the mob out there. And by the way, of course, Terry Crews, for people who don't know, is African-American and proudly African-American. He says, "Let me tell you the first thing I would do when I lose it all, like so many have predicted. I'd take Rebecca and we'd find a nice grassy field to pitch our tent so we're safe. Then I'd walk into town, find a broom, and offer to sweep and clean for whatever they'd give me. I'd buy some groceries, then take it back to the tent. Rebecca and I would build a fire, cook whatever we had, and it would be the best meal ever." I don't think it's going to come to that for Terry Crews. I mean, this even, despite the fact there's a story from Florida about this, have we now had a situation where Black Lives Matter, the very phrase, is sacred, where somehow you can literally be restrained from even questioning it? As a Pasco County's sheriff deputy, and that's Pasco in Florida, not in the state of Washington, Sean Kennedy spent 25 years following the law and enforcing it. Now he's found himself in a position where he feels he must break the law, more specifically a bylaw for his community association. Kennedy lives with his wife and children in the Foxwood subdivision in Newport Richey. It's a deed-restricted community where lawns are neatly mowed and cars are parked in garages. Over Kennedy's garage flies a Blue Lives Matter flag. The homeowners association recently told him he had to take it down. The flag looks just like an American flag, with the exception of black stripes and a blue stripe for law enforcement and a red stripe for firefighters. "People don't really understand that flag. It's nothing to do with police," said Kennedy. "It's police that have been killed. The meaning of the flag is to support police that have been killed, not police that are active right now working." Okay, I understand if the neighbors have rules. And in fact, neighbor James Adams says that the association is all of a sudden asking Kennedy to remove the flag because it's politically incorrect to say something like Blue Lives Matter, though emphatically they do. But Kennedy says he understands the timing. "A member of the association told him someone complained. I think it's self-explanatory what's going on in the world," said Kennedy. "The hatred of the police because of one horrible action by a guy in Minnesota just tarnishing everybody." And boy, isn't that the truth. And yet some of this concern, let me mention a couple of stories from the world of sports. One of them, an encouraging story, and because it's about a great individual, and a couple of them, well, you react on your own here. The story that I found encouraging was they have a profile of Rod Carew, who was always a class act. He's a Hall of Fame baseball player, and he played much of his career for the Minnesota Twins. And Ira Burko, the great retired sports writer, came out of retirement to write about Rod Carew and to talk to him. Carew came up again with the news that Twins management had decided to take down the statue of a former team owner, Calvin Griffith, in front of Target Field, the team's ballpark, because of racist remarks he made at a speaking engagement in 1978. He was speaking to a Rotary Club. Griffith had moved the Senators franchise from Washington, D.C. to Minnesota for the 1961 season. And I'll tell you, when I came to Minnesota, he said in his speech, it was when we found out that there were only 15,000 blacks here. Black people don't go to ball games, but they'll fill up a wrestling ring and put up such a chant, it'll scare you to death. We came because you've got good, hardworking white people here, unquote. Ouch. Griffith later apologized for his remarks. Of course, he needed to apologize. It was awful, even by the standards of 1961. And Ira Burko called Carew and found him magnanimous as usual and also direct about Griffith and the current protest movement against racism. It was clear he was working through the news about Griffith and moving the statue. He had issued a statement recently which read in part that he understands and respects the Twins' decision to remove the Griffith statue, but he also remembers how supportive Calvin Griffith was to him. A young black rookie second baseman in 1967 and beyond. Carew wrote, in 1977, my MVP year, I made $170,000. When the season was over, Calvin called me into his office, thanked me for the great season, told me that I had made the team a lot of money, and handed me a check for $100,000. Could have knocked me over. A racist, says Rod Carew, wouldn't have done that. Carew, however, then still uncomfortable playing in Minnesota and presumably for Griffith, sought a trade that landed him in 1979 with the Angels in Southern California, where he now lives. Yet Carew recalls that when he was told he had been elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1991, quote, the first person I called was Calvin. While we cannot change history, perhaps we can learn from it. And then he went on to say, and this is an unbelievably great baseball player. He won the batting title 7 times. He describes some of his own encounters with police. And it's worth listening to him. And then another report indicting not police officers, but sportscasters in soccer. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue is thrilled about a new trade deal that takes effect today. Perdue saying the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement will bring jobs back to the United States.
This is good for the whole economy. This will bring jobs back to the United States. And I think as we see this pandemic, we understand the need for onshoring many other jobs in critical industries as well. That's where President Trump wants us to head.
A federal judge struck down a key part of the Trump administration's immigration crackdown framework late Tuesday, ruling that Homeland Security cut too many corners when it tried to block asylum seekers from picking and choosing which country they settle in. Known as a third country rule, it was intended to prevent Central Americans from crossing Mexico, where they could have claimed asylum, in order to reach the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I mentioned earlier this week that we are so consumed by this issue of race, what people call the social justice issue, that if you look at the bestseller list right now for nonfiction books, 9 out of the 10 best-selling books in the country are specifically about this issue and basically about why white people should feel terrible about the history of the United States. Maybe that's the special message going up into the 4th of July. There's only one book that isn't about that, which is Chris Wallace's new book, Countdown 1945, about the decisions that won history's greatest war. We'll be talking to Chris Wallace of Fox News on Monday on the show. And tomorrow, I have the opportunity to speak to the author of another very controversial book, John Bolton. I've been reading his book, In the Room Where It Happened. We'll talk to John Bolton. I'll tell you what I want to ask him. And I'm giving him a sort of advance notice if anyone wants to let him know. In the book, he talks about how he was almost appointed Secretary of State. Yeah, really. I mean, he had several meetings at the White House. He met directly with President Trump. He describes all the meetings. He gives the dates. Sounds like it really happened. And it came down to it, and President Trump chose Rex Tillerson instead, and not John Bolton. I'll ask him, how does he think things would be different right now for the president, for him, if he had been appointed Secretary of State? Do you think he would have been able to hang on, steer the administration in a better direction? Some people say an even better direction. We'll talk about that with John Bolton, the president's former national security advisor. I was just talking about Rod Carew, who is an amazing guy. By the way, what he has done with his fame and his incomparable baseball skills, I mean, to win the batting championship 7 different times, he had seasons where he was hitting in the high 300s. 359 his MVP year. That's an amazing batting average if you know baseball at all. That's this game that they're going to be starting again, at least the training aspect of it soon. In any event, Carew is an interesting guy, and he has given a great, great deal to charity. He's very public-spirited. He lost a daughter tragically at age 18. He's someone who was married to a Jewish woman, and he raised his children as Jewish, though he never actually converted himself. But he says that in his story to Ira Burko, he says, "I've also been hassled by white cops when they've seen me driving a nice car." Okay, as one of the greatest baseball players ever, of course he'd be driving a nice car. And he says, they see someone like me and they think you've got to be a pimp. He recalled one particular instance which he told me was a specific that characterized the general. After a Twins game in Metropolitan Stadium, that's the former ballpark in Bloomington, Minnesota, that was a few years ago, I'm driving down 35 West near my home, and I'm going 50 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. Two cops in a squad car pull me over. "You know the speed limit, boy? You think you're going to be burning up this road with this fancy car you're driving?" And he asked me for my driver's license. "My first instinct," Rod Carew said, "was to tell them that I've got my license in my pocket, and if they want to take it out. Among blacks, white policemen have a reputation that as soon as you go into your pocket, they think you're going to pull out a gun. They could jump me and pull out their guns, and it's all over." I told them my doubts. One cop said, "Do it slowly." When he saw my name on my license, he starts shaking his head and says, "Well, Rod, you're nuts for going over the speed limit." I said, "I know I wasn't going over the speed limit. I knew you guys were behind me, and I know you were going to stop me." It ended without further incident. He said, "I'm Rod Carew, but the bottom line is I'm still black." That event happened more than 40 years ago, writes Ira Burko, but it reads like it could have happened yesterday. "There's a lot of growth in this country," he writes. "We've come a long way, and we still have a long way to go. And we're not alone. There's a new study, and this has nothing to do with the United States. It's a study of 2,000 remarks from commentators in 643 soccer games, 643 players, and spread across 80 games in the top divisions of Italy, Spain, England, and France. And it's from the current season in soccer. On Monday, a study called into question an aspect of soccer that does not appear to be a level playing field, documenting an issue players have long bemoaned. The researchers found that broadcast commentators were not only far more likely to praise white players for their intelligence, leadership qualities, and versatility, they were also substantially more likely to criticize black players for what they regarded as the absence of those attributes. Instead, the study found that the non-white players tend to receive praise for their physical qualities. What Romelu Lukaku, the Inter Milan striker, has referred to as the pace and power element. Black players were 4 times more likely than their white counterparts to be discussed in terms of their strength, and 7 times more likely to be praised for their speed. Those were not the only differences. White players, according to the study, were more likely to be credited with an admirable work ethic. Black players' performances, even when stellar, were more likely to be attributed to a burst of good form. Okay, is this possible? I mean, I know absolutely nothing about European soccer commentators, and that's what they're talking about. But is it worth making a study like that? and getting people to be sensitive to what may very well be, for these European commentators, some unconscious racist bias? Sure. Because that kind of racial bias, treating one group of players differently and evaluating them differently because they happen to have a different complexion, yes, that's unacceptable and it's problematic. And then there is another story from sports, and this one involving Adam Silver, who is the NBA commissioner. This is clip 5. He was doing an interview with Time magazine one day after a report on Uyghur genocide and the same day China carried out a takeover of Hong Kong, right? The commissioner, Silver, said he understands China has a different view of how things should be done. Here's what
Adam, last time you joined us for it, last time you were coming on your talks back in October, the NBA was embroiled in an international diplomatic crisis after Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey tweeted in favor of Hong Kong, which potentially damaged your business relationship with China. Has that relationship improved?
I feel it has. Our games are on Tencent, a distribution platform in China. We've continued a dialogue with the Chinese, with our business partners there, in certain cases with certain government officials. And, we're just going to keep at it. We've had a long history in China, and certainly this is a bump in the road in our relations. Obviously, I think we all understand each other. You know, as I've said before, we come to China with a certain set of core American values and principles. And I understand also they have a different form of government and they have a different view of how things have been done, how things should be done. And hopefully we can find mutual respect for each other.
Okay. They're allowing in the NBA now, instead of wearing your jersey with your name on it, you can put social justice messages. This was a question Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, asked yesterday. How about a social justice message that says, I stand with Hong Kong, or freedom for Hong Kong? Would that be allowed for the NBA? And if not, why not? We will be right back with swing voters, the mysterious breed, coming up on the MedNet Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
An analysis in the New York Times about the state of this campaign that ought to be profoundly encouraging to President Trump. No, I really mean it. And the piece is by Adam Nagurny, and he points out, I mean, the headline says swing voters look to be swayed, but Trump looks to his base. And basically what Nagurny does is he interviews lots and lots of people who don't like Trump. They are concerned about his personal characteristics. There's concern about the way he handles crises. I mean, the coronavirus crisis is just the latest, but it's certainly the most serious that he's confronted as president. And if you look at the headline with coronavirus today, headlines from the Times, coronavirus update, Fauci tells Senate it could get very bad. In 2 weeks, infections in U.S. rise 80%. European Union bars American travelers. Okay, all this is serious stuff. But people are put off by Joe Biden, according to this article, not because of his personality or because of his lack of mental acuity, but because of how left-wing the Democratic Party has become and by the unwillingness of Biden to stand up to it. And They point out in this piece, a national poll of registered voters by the Times and Siena College shows Mr. Trump drawing 36% of the vote, a far cry from the 46% he won in 2016. Perhaps even more troubling for Mr. Trump is that he has not assembled a broad coalition of voters, which is critical in winning battleground states. White Republicans support him overwhelmingly, while Republicans support him overwhelmingly, he has the support of just 29% of independents and non-affiliated voters. And in 2016, he won independents and non-affiliated voters. This year, he has only 29%. But if you read the piece, it's very clear that these unaffiliated voters, the swing voters, are waiting to be persuaded. And frankly, the best way to persuade them is to just expose Democrats. Who's one Democrat to expose? Blowhards and losers like Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York, who's a disgrace. I mean, really a disgrace. He's on CNN, And he's asked about the obvious double standard that he's imposed by restricting religious services while encouraging BLM protests. Listen.
A federal court ruled that you and Governor Cuomo violated the Constitution by restricting religious services during the lockdown of the pandemic. The court said you openly discouraged religious gatherings and threatened religious worshipers and sent a clear message that mass protests are deserving of preferential treatment, essentially saying that you treated the protesters who were on the streets differently than the religious gatherings that were on the streets. Your reaction?
No, just wrong. We worked with the religious leadership of this city for months, Cardinal Dolan in the Catholic Church and so many other religious leaders who were in full agreement that it was not time to bring back religious services because of the danger it would cause to their congregants. The protests were an entirely different reality, a national phenomenon that was not something that the government could just say, you know, go away. It's something that really came from the grassroots. And obviously had profound meaning, and we're all acting on the meaning of those protests. But it's really apples and oranges.
Okay, he's implying that religious services don't have profound meaning? You know, this is kind of tough for me right now, because part of the situation with the ongoing lockdown we have is that we don't have daily services going on. Last night and today are the 20th anniversary of my mom's passing. And it's traditional in Jewish life to go to services, to recite Kaddish, which is a prayer memorializing the dead, trying to keep alive their commitments and their worldview, their vision. And under Jewish law, Jewish tradition, you have to have a quorum. You have to have 10 adults who were there sharing your beliefs with you. Now you can't do that now. And so last night we got together the four sons of my late mom, Ronnie Medved, and we had talked together on Zoom, and we had a little bit of nostalgia, and Diane had helped take out a bunch of pictures. And I thank my wonderful brother Harry, who set this whole thing up. And my brother Jonathan connected with us, and despite the time difference, from Israel. And then my two brothers in California and me here in the Northwest. And that was a meaningful thing. And you know what? I despise Mayor de Blasio for saying that the protest, that's grassroots and that's profoundly meaningful. But religious services, you can just say, oh, you just go away. Okay, I follow doctors' advice. And by the way, we're not holding services because we have a committee of about four doctors in our congregation that has said, no, not yet. Not yet. Not for regular daily services. But God willing, soon. And God willing, soon, we have coming up a great occasion, which is the 4th of July. And by the way, and tomorrow they are releasing the movie version, Hamilton, which is a filmed version of the Broadway play. And I've watched it, and I will tell you in advance, I was completely blown away by it. It's just brilliant. And I think it's going to be one of the biggest things ever streamed. And good for Disney that they are streaming it with the original Broadway cast. It's a performance done in 2016. We'll tell you all about it tomorrow. And meanwhile, there's another movie you might consider for 4th of July viewing. It's a movie called The Patriot, and it's 20 years old. It came out the same year my mom passed away. It's a movie by Mel Gibson. He stars in it. It's directed by Roland Emmerich. But it's a pretty good Revolutionary War movie, which is a rare thing in Hollywood history. Listen.
Now it's time for Medved's Entertainment Minute.
For Independence Day, your celebrations might be enriched by one of the better films about America's revolutionary struggle. This film from 20 years ago is called The Patriot, and it features Mel Gibson as a fictional character loosely based on the guerrilla fighter Francis Marion, the Swamp Fox.
This war will be fought not on the frontier or on some distant battlefield, but amongst us, among our homes, and the innocent will die with the rest of us.
The epic is plenty violent for a well-deserved R rating, but the cast with Heath Ledger as Gibson's son and Jason Isaacs as the British colonel who's his archenemy is first rate, and the stirring music by John Williams is a powerful plus. Though indulgent at times, The Patriot conveys an accurate sense of the brutal, sometimes vicious nature of our bloody war for independence. 3 stars.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And the one thing about The Patriot is, again, be prepared for the violence. And it is not based on a real-life character, but it's based on several real-life characters and what was called really a civil war that was going on in South Carolina. And that really showed the brutality of the British, who certainly committed war crimes. I certainly committed war crimes against the American patriots. Just one word. I've spoken to Mel Gibson about this, actually, but there is a sequence in the movie where they just go too far, where there are a bunch of people who are rounded into a church, civilians, and they're locked into the church and then burned alive. That didn't happen. That didn't happen. But it's dramatic, and the film actually works. We will be talking tomorrow. Because we're coming into the 4th of July weekend, we'll be talking about the Hamilton movie and some of the areas where the story Hamilton, the Broadway show, actually departs a little bit from the true story, and some very dramatic aspects of Hamilton's life that they might have used. We'll cover some of that. We will also be speaking to John Bolton. Now, John Bolton has written this book, which is based, actually, on a song in Hamilton, which is The Room Where It Happened. Aaron Burr wants to be in The Room Where It Happened, where the deals are made, the decisions are made. And the book is not as much just an all-out assault on Trump as people think it is. There are actually some positive things that John Bolton says about the president. We'll talk to the former National Security Advisor tomorrow, Thursday, on The Medved Show in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.